This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys catch me on the Howard Stern Show the other day? No? Well, don't worry about it. But you see, I wasn't actually on the show. Howard didn't invite me there in person. Instead, his producer, a black chick by the name of Robin Quivers, found my audio clip from the Joe Piscopo show, as well as this fake news outlet, the Mediaite article that I responded to. A guy named Aaron McLaughlin wrote, hit piece. So they took that article and the Joe Piscopo clip, and then they decided they were going to score a few points with feminists as they went back and forth with their tete-a-tete over Kevin Jackson and Joe Piscopo, making fun of Joe, because Joe was just letting me rant, just letting me riff and going, like that. And then they were like, oh, what's with Piscopo? He can't say this or that. I'd link to the segment. I'd even play a few clips of it for you guys, but I think you'd rather watch sumo wrestlers model bikinis. In fact, that would actually be entertaining. But in the segment, Stern and Quivers discussed a tweet that I made. You guys know the tweet that got me fired from Fox. But the way they discussed it, just to show you how well-researched they were, they discussed it. Oh, he actually said that on Fox? Yeah, he said that on Fox, says Quivers. And see, that was just the beginning of everything that they got wrong. Because see, that's the problem with leftists. It's not about truth. They don't care about finding out the details. And honestly, it's not his responsibility. Howard Stern is a shock jock. He should stick to sex. And I'll get to more of that in just a second. But their discussion centered around me calling the women who accused Kavanaugh of rape and gang rape and these other heinous acts lying skanks. And amazing that Stern, of all people, would fixate on my use of the word skank, a benign word in the lexicon of a shock jock, and a benign word in the lexicon of the left. These are people that have called Ivanka Trump a feckless C-word. I've told you what Bill Maher has said of women, all women. Not just speaking of Sarah Palin, he speaks of many women as all the most derogatory things you could say. Women within the leftist community, these rich housewives, do you really want to know what they say about themselves? The very people who would look at me and go, I can't believe you would say that, Kevin. You should see these leftist feminists talk about one another. The things they talk about, how they talk about each other. What I said was benign. I might as well have been calling them nuns. Now, I'm not an avid listener of Stern. Never have been. But I've always appreciated his work. As a radio personality, I defer to guys like Stern. He's a true pioneer in the way of audio and radio in the sense that, you know, he's made money with it. He's figured it out. And he did it long before other people did it. And he's to be respected in his field, whether you think, you know, whatever you may think about his show content. Now, I watched his movie. I forget what it was called. Like, what was the name of that stupid movie he made? Anyway, it's his life story. And I remember scenes in the movie about, you know, this guy, he's a gangly kid and, you know, I mean, just trying to figure out his way in life. And it's very self-deprecating. He knows he's marrying above his means. He knows that he's really, really lucky. And, you know, whatever you think about him, you know, there was a scene in the movie where a lady swallows a 13-inch kielbasa. I can still see that scene right now. I mean, that's how vivid it is. It was like, what in the heck? And there's Stern going, can you swallow that thing? I mean, his sex fuel shows pushed the envelope and made this guy a living legend. It's schoolboy humor for the most part. But you know what? There are a lot of schoolboys, every generation of them, talking about Stern. He profits mostly from discussions of sex. watching women demean themselves. I'm very serious when I say they do it themselves. He might say, well, why don't you take your bra off? Why don't you do it? And then I go, really, here? Okay. Bloop. They take it off. Or he'll chide them to have sex in the room with each other and things like this. I mean, again, schoolboy antic stuff I would never do. But if women want to do that stuff, let them do it. I have no issue with how this dude makes his money. But here's what I will tell you. Stern is out of his leagues. His leagues, as if there are more. He's out of his league when it comes to politics. And he attempted to demean me for what, frankly, he doesn't have the nads to say. This is a guy who built his career saying whatever he wanted, doing whatever he wanted. I'm Howard Stern. I can blah, 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 say what I want on radio. Went to Sirius, got this huge contract. And he doesn't have the guts to say what I say. See, because I wondered when Stern was beating me up on his radio show what he would think of the woman who lied about those four dentists in Vegas and she claimed they had raped her. And had it not been for surveillance cameras, four innocent men might very well be languishing away in prison. Minority men. I don't know who the woman was. Probably some leftist feminist white chick. But let's say they'd gone to prison for a bit, a crime that they hadn't committed. What word would Stern, Robin Quivers, or members of his audience have called that woman? Now, I don't want you to answer that right now. I'll get back to that. On my team, we posted a story about a woman who was sent to jail for falsely accusing two black football players of rape. And what was her reason? You guys remember the story, right? She didn't want her new boyfriend to find out about her promiscuous past. So she decided to make some scapegoats out of two brothers. You remember that chick that said, two black guys stole my car and my kids were in it and, oh my God, please get it back. What was her name? Y'all remember that girl? She rolled her car into a lake with her kids in it and accused two black people of stealing her car. Yeah, I'm sure Stern believed her too. But back to those two football players. One of the accused players is a guy named Saint Hilaire. And he made this comment by way of his attorney. He said, I went from being a college student to sitting at home, being expelled with no way to clear my name. I just hope she knows what she's done to me. My life will never be the same. I did nothing wrong, but everything has been altered because of this. Just the accusation. And you know what the girl did? She smugly looked at the camera and went like, screw them. I don't care. But hey, for Howard, what's the big deal about a couple of black dudes potentially being sent to prison based on false accusations? Hey, the prisons are full of them, right, Stern? It's Kevin Jackson. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson. So talking about Howard Stern, who decided to put his big fat nose up all in my business, decides to feature me on his program. So why not feature him? Now, you might say, Kevin Stern is an accomplished man. Look at who he is. He may very well be. Stern's got a lot of money, but that don't mean he has a lot of sense. It doesn't mean his sidekick. Look, I've enjoyed Stern over the years. I'm not an aficionado of his work, but I have admired him on so many levels, including his sidekick, Robin Quivers, and have never I've never known their politics. Stern has said some things that I've respected. He said a lot of things I've disrespected. You know, I shouldn't say that, that I haven't had respect for. But I stay out of his business because I respect him, number one, as a human being, a guy who's making a living doing the best thing that he can. I respect that out of anybody. I respect Robin and him for the friendship that they formed, whatever, however that is and whatever it may be. I'm sure it's like brother, sister. You know, it's probably a really strong bond. I respect that. There's no politics that can get in the way of it. And, you know, I mean, I can't even describe for you how much I admire Stern hooking up with this beautiful black woman and giving her a shot and Robin taking that to whatever length that it is. And I swear to you on my mother's grave, I don't know a thing about her politics or anything other than what they decided to do to me. And what's interesting is, not a bit of research, didn't call me and say, hey, Kevin, listen, we just got this story. We heard this thing about Fox. No, I became fodder for them. And so I was just recapping earlier in the broadcast what they started out with, how they did it. And I didn't link to it because there's no sense to. It was stupid. It was horrible radio. If you were watching it, it was, I don't know what it was like. Yeah, what do you think about that, Rob? I don't know about you, Howard. He says this. I don't think about you. Yeah, there's Jackson. Who is he? Yeah. I mean, I might as well have been listening to Charlie Brown's teacher. Stern said something. He doesn't even have a good voice. Sorry, Howard. I don't have your big, bold, beautiful, what is that? What is that voice you think you've got? What is that you think you've got? I'll put it to you this way, Howard. Take away your money. I can pull more than you. Your little ugly self over there talking about your voice. What's wrong with my voice? Shoot. Man, I mean, silliness like that. I mean, that's what you want to... Oh, because Howard's got a really deep voice. Yeah, what? Kevin is around and going, hey, everybody, it's great radio here. Kevin Jackson Show. No, I don't. But I tell you what I do bring to radio. I bring truth. I bring a set the size of Alaska, Howard, and also got the, you know what, to match. Unlike you, because I saw your movie. I know what you said about your little thingy there down there. Anyway, I'm not trying to get all mad at Howard about this, because I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at Robin. They grabbed the story, knew nothing about it, know nothing about politics, to be honest with you. Couldn't fill a thimble with good, at least in that segment, with good quality radio. So what do they do? Oh, we're going to make fun of this guy. We'll make fun of Piscopo. Hey, nice to know Stern is part of the I Believer crowd, a comfort to the many men who've been wronged by women. But I don't think Stern knows any fathers who've lost visitation to their children over false allegations. Men accused of being abusers. Men accused of being pedophiles. Men accused of not paying child support, not wanting to take care of their own, all kinds of things, losing careers over false allegations, ruining relationships, ruining people's lives. No, Howard knows nobody like that. He lives in an insulated bubble where all those leftist women are the most amazing people on the planet. So I mentioned Bill Cosby during my interview with Piscopo, and Stern picked up on that. Because, see, Bill Cosby is toxic to the left. The leftists have made him taboo. And that's why I covered the subject. Because I'm not supposed to. See, that's what I do. I wade into those waters where people go, man, you can't be talking about supporting Bill Cosby, you know. But, see, that's what people that actually have a pair do. Guys that say, wait a minute, that doesn't pass the smell test. So, see, Stern, he doesn't see a problem with allegations against men that date back 40-plus years. Now, I clearly stated in my interview with Joe Piscopo that I wasn't advocating guilt or innocence of Cosby. What I suggested is that these allegations should have been addressed properly years ago. We're not talking about cold case murder where the police investigated the charges and had to put the case on ice. No, we're talking about something that was never reported, never investigated at the time. We're talking about opportunists who took advantage of society trained in political correctness. Opportunists who can't remember the name of a sexual partner from a month ago, but who can vividly remember what Cosby did to him decades earlier. Now, I know, Howard, that it is a shock to you that I would dare question the validity of all this cacophony of women. You can look it up, Howard. I know you don't know what that word means. Yeah. At one point, Stern commented about me.
I don't know this guy.
And why bother to know me, Howard, when it's just fun and games for Stern and company, right? Why do I need to get to know this dude? Why do I need to say, hey, let's find out about this guy and make sure, you know, we're not lampooning a dude who's really got it right? See, because that's what leftists believe. Accusing innocent people of things they didn't do, it's all fun and games, right, Stern? You don't have to worry about it. You're not going to sit in prison somewhere. You're not going to be forced to take care of some kid that you didn't father, but, you know, because the law says, well, you were paying child support, so now he's yours, and you didn't know because some chick was messing around on you. You don't have to worry about all that, because you know what? In your world, that doesn't exist. There's no such thing as women who lie. I know, Howard. That's the world you and Robin live in. And let's face it, leftist women, well, come on, ladies, conservative ladies listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, leftist women are the most truthful on the planet. Mm-hmm. So I told you guys about my sister getting her pregnancy test and one of her girlfriends saying, can I borrow that positive pregnancy test so she could go give it to the four dudes she's screwing and tell them all that she was pregnant so they would pay for an abortion. Because you know why? She needed to get all her did and her nails did. Anybody think Stern knows about Emmett Till, the little kid I was telling you guys about, who was 14 years old in 1955, was lynched in Mississippi because some white woman claimed that this kid whistled at her? See, back in the day, if Stern had had a radio show, he would have been the creator of the lynch mob broadcasting to white Democrats. I believe her. Hang that Negro. That's what that colored boy did. And he would have been rousing them up, man. He would have been getting that lynch mob ready to go. And they would have been, where's that little black boy at? Get that colored boy. And a host of other names. And Howard would have been using the word over the, because there wouldn't have been no FCC for him, because it was Democrats like him running the show. Democrats like Robin Quivers running the show. Go get him. String him up. So Quivers is reading off all the information she hacked together. Stern played his sidekick for the segment. Pretended I had some war on women, particularly leftist women. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, ladies. Yeah, Howard, I'm talking about you. If there's a war with leftist women that's going on, it's not one I started. I just recognize the hypocrisy of leftist women, and I have the nerve, the pair I've been telling you about, to call them out. And you don't, because you want to play the game. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We're also taking unprecedented action to help our local police fight the worst drug epidemic in our history, the opioid crisis, which took nearly 50,000 American lives last year. We have secured the most funding in history to give you the tools and resources that you need to hunt down the traffickers. Stop these poisonous drugs from coming into our country.
President Donald Trump earlier today in Orlando, Florida, the president was addressing the International Association of Chiefs of Police annual convention. The president is on his way back to Washington, D.C., where he will be participating in the swearing-in ceremony for Brett Kavanaugh. Hurricane watches are in effect for the panhandle of Florida. As Hurricane Michael approaches, it could make landfall as early as Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travel on.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot to talk about today. Tons. I can regale you with all the information that's now come out about Blasey Ford and all the other litany of liars over there. The Democrats that don't know, you know, that they know they're in big trouble. Because, you know, you guys know what happened with Kavanaugh, and they're in big trouble with the midterm. So they got a lot of problems. Like Jay-Z said, you got 99 problems, and yeah, this here is one. Yeah, I know I'm paraphrasing, but I'm beating up on Howard Stern. And you say, well, Kevin, how can you beat up on him? He's much bigger than you and all that. Because let me tell you, I've been beating up giants my whole life. I'm not trying to bring Howard down. I don't want to go after his empire. I don't care about any of that. But what I can tell you is I can go after something that in the end is much more important. And it is his principle. See, because Howard Stern is not a man of principle. He's one of these dudes that'll go along to get along. He's made enough money to say, hey, look, ladies, this dude has got it right. There are women out there that will do anything. They are scandalous to a fault. And shameful that he has to say this, lose his job at Fox in order for that to happen. But it doesn't seem like he's any worse for wear. I went over and checked him out. I talked to him. He's okay with it. He's cool with it. Seems to be a man of principle. Doesn't have a war with women. But, you know, he talked about it. He made it sound like, he and Robin made it sound like I got some kind of a war. By the way, it's Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, let's go to war. See, this Me Too movement, born of the time of Harvey Weinstein, it's an adjunct to the women's movement, which I happily support. I think women are amazing. Always have my entire life. You guys know, raised by my grandparents after my mother died. A wonderful woman. Not perfect, but a wonderful woman. Married a scoundrel. My dad in San Quentin prison. Howard probably thinks I grew up with a silver spoon up my butt, much like he did. But I didn't, Howard. So I've respected women. I told you guys what I thought of Robin Quivers. Sight unseen. Don't have to know a thing about her. Robin is a successful woman. People know her all around the world. Congratulations to you. Go, girl. A co-star with Howard Stern. Of course, he's the big draw, but Robin can do, she can pull. She got her own thing working. Good for her. I hope she's developed other women herself. I don't know, but maybe she has. But what I don't support is the Me Too movement. I support the women's movement. I've had female bosses. When I was at Fox, the top boss at Fox, I've sat in her office and we've talked about women. The fact that I admire that she was able to take that job and do a great job. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want anybody tying her to me at this point because I don't want it to interfere with her, deal, even though she seems to be fine at Fox. But I got no, there's nothing about the Me Too movement that makes me go, ooh, whatever. Stearns and Quivers know all about the dozens, hundreds, thousands of women abused by Weinstein and people like him. They know the sexual abuse rampant in Hollywood for decades. A veritable conveyor belt of debauchery is what I wrote about it. All women have known about it for decades. And leftist women have been willing participants and certifiable enablers. Interestingly, almost all the Me Too tattletales were at the end of their careers. And how about that timing? At the end of their careers, or when some Weinstein, and I'm using my finger quotes, moves on to do the same to another feminist Hollywood hopeful, then these Me Too women decide to become what the left likes to say, brave. Rose McGowan, Ashley Judd, and a litany of others, all the most vapid leftists who gladly participated in the sexual exploitation common in Hollywood. That is, until their careers were up. So here's a question for them. How many women that they know would suffer the same fate as they? How many do you think? Rose McGowan kept her mouth shut. Then she'd see Harvey with another picture with somebody at another award show. Did she open her mouth? Did she call that woman and go, hey, look, I don't know what's going on with you and Harvey, but boom, here's what you need to know. How many of them do you think made that phone call? All of the Me Too women, every one of them that now wants to pretend that they're a victim, knew of Weinstein. And they know of others that we don't even know about. Yet they gladly participated, and it is in the past tense, folks. They're still participating. And the ones who are speaking out now, they participated, past tense, until their time had come to an end in Hollywood. Now, how many of these so-called Hollywood women, Me Too feminists, do you think acted as Weinstein's pimp, setting up his tryst? How many of them are doing the same thing for the very bosses they serve today? The directors, the producers, the executive producers, the casting directors, and so on and so forth. Then I dare you to do this, Howard Stern. Go look at all the pictures of Weinstein on Google Images. See the litany of leftist women, the richest, most accomplished on the planet. Look at every one of those. Well, you fill in the blank. It rhymes with it. What you see are Weinstein enablers all too happy to ignore what everybody in Hollywood knew of Weinstein and what they know of the same people today that we're going to hear about in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Leftist women celebrate the Me Too movement. One by one, they come out, they get their accolades for cowardice that they selfishly declare is brave. It is a farce. And it takes guts, Stern, to say it. Any woman who calls herself a true conservative would never participate in such a travesty, much less would she cry foul after the fact. She'd take her lumps and say, you know what, I got mine, and that's that. If she did it at all, and a true conservative woman wouldn't even get anywhere near those scumbags. There are many women who left Hollywood when they met their first Weinstein. They didn't have to have a second experience or a third experience. They didn't have to get suckered in because they were raised with morals and character. And once they left that person's office, they never looked back. And there's a reason. Because for them, dignity was more important than stardom. So let me help Howard understand the logic in which I made my decisions about these. Call them what you want. Shrew, is that okay? That's another S word, Ken. You better watch out, bro. First, there's the timing. Just like Me Too. Very convenient, don't you think, the timing of the allegations against Kavanaugh? See, Howard Stern, I read all the information leading up to the leak, the revelation that gets sprung by Senator Feinstein. And I'll tell you this, a 10-year-old blind kid could see through that BS. Anybody could. Second, I know the devious nature of the Democrats, the party that lynched black people in the past and continues with a refined version of it today. And the very same Democrat Party celebrates getting my skin on the wall, my trophy in their trophy room. Congratulations, National Organization of Hags. Congratulations, Leftists Unite. Congratulations, MoveOn.org. You got an obscure black dude fired from Fox. Woohoo! Sorry, my life isn't over. Democrats trotted out more and more victims against Kavanaugh. And like Ford's story, their stories didn't pass muster. I'm surprised Stern didn't invite the third Kavanaugh accuser on his show and give her this, given the, you know, the allegations that were against her. Julie Swetnick attended not one, but of her own volition, 10 gang rapes. She added that these events were either attended, by or set up by Brett Kavanaugh. So I decided to help Stern out with some shtick, and I said, okay, here's Swetnick on his show. I watched this Kavanaugh waited his turn at one of the 10 gang rapes I attended. And Stern would say, hey, you know, I'm not one to question what you're into. But maybe after the third gang rape, you could have asked your date if he would take you to a movie. You know, and Robin would be, you go get him, Howard. Yeah, woo. You funny, Howard. Yeah, you so funny. Woo. Now, I don't know how Stern looks at stuff. When I'm looking at a scenario, I got to have a lot of data. I want the data. See, I've got a lot of years, not as many as Howard. I look a lot younger than he probably, if he ever did look me up, I look a lot younger than he probably thinks I am, because black don't crack. But I'll tell you this, I got a lot of experience in this stuff, a lot of experience knowing about it. Some direct, some indirect, some anecdotal. But I look at it from all sides. So I'll give you an example. Howard, when the Senate Judiciary was grilling Kavanaugh over his high school yearbook, I noted that Christine Blasey Ford, or people associated with her, were scrubbing hers. Now, see, this is what's called an investigation, and I think you need all the data, but they didn't want to give you the data, and it made me a little suspect. I don't know about you, Howard, but maybe you don't feel that way. Now, here's another one for you, Stern. Ford mentions her therapist notes as evidence that she suffered mightily. However, when asked to turn over the information, she declined. Now, I'm saying, if these notes would undoubtedly say, yeah, she was going through all kinds of crazy horror. She was afraid of closed spaces. She needed multiple doors on the front door. She didn't want one. She wanted two right next to each other because that was really going to make her feel safe. She didn't want to fly and all these other things. But she didn't want to give that. No sense giving people a look-see inside of a brain-dead moron leftist, I'm presuming. Or there is another possibility, Howard. Maybe there's a possibility that Ford's therapist notes would exonerate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Shock Jock, Howard Stern. The man that says, that guy, look, he's got a squealy voice or whatever. Howard, I got a smooth, silky, sexy voice, baby. I don't know what you're talking about. You got that big old freaking cavernous nose out there, man. Thing looks like a toucan hanging off your face. And you think, you know, you got a sexy voice. No, it's deep, but ain't nothing sexy about it. And I'll tell you something else. Your politics suck. There is nothing sexy about your politics because you're selling men down the river. You're selling real rape victims, real victims of sexual abuse down the river, all for a cheap laugh at the expense of Kevin Jackson. Good luck with that. Go tell that to your 1.6 something million Twitter followers, because I guarantee you, there's a lot of dudes that you give them this, and they're going to tell you, no, that brother's right. That brother's right. And I'll make you a bet, Howard. If I come on your show and I talk to you about what goes on in my life and we talk politics, people won't even listen to you. You won't gain a follower. I will gain half of your audience. They will go, who the hell is that dude? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You know who I am. See, Stern didn't know who I was. He was that, who is this guy? I don't know this guy. But yeah, he didn't know me, but he commented about something I said, because Howard had his sensibilities tested on the word skank. The dude who has women having sex in his studio had his sensibility tested with the lexicon that I presented. And he believes for it. He's part of the I Believer crowd. I believe her. Oh, I could give him story after story about liars. Women who will say whatever it takes so they can get their kid or get their man, you know, put in prison or whatever. But Howard, he's like, that doesn't exist.
I'm sorry, Deeper, that doesn't exist.
Sounds like an ogre. Ford was asked about, with 100% certainty, how you know it's Kavanaugh. She talked about, epinephrine and hippocampus and all this other stuff, brain talk. Not an emotion in sight. I talked about, you know, a girlfriend of mine who had been raped during spring break, and how, you know, what a traumatic experience that we had together that came out of the blue, because it was like, hey, it's going to be a spring break party or whatever, and she just starts bawling. And I didn't know what it was about, and she told me, you know, a decade later that it happened to her. Another friend of mine, a waitress, used to go to the same, you know, this bar I went to, threw darts and hang out with my buddies. And the waitress there, beautiful young lady, black girl, found out through the grapevine that she had been raped by two guys that followed her home when she got off work. And I sat there with her after she finally confided in me. And I don't even remember the circumstances that made her do it, but we were just sitting around having a drink. And I left her alone because I figured she was fearful of guys for a bit. And I came back, you know, a little bit of time, and we were sitting around, and she told me. And we were both crying because I just couldn't control my emotions about how she felt about that. And she told me, you know, the sensations and what they were doing and reading her address book and things as they were, you know, doing things to her. I mean, it was a horrible thing to hear. Something I can't unhear. And I wish I could. I talked about one of my staffers. Woman who was raised by a drug addicted mother. Her mother and one of her many boyfriends taught her daughter how to weigh coke at the age of 5. Her mother had her daughter turning tricks, not by choice, to pay for the dope that she and her boyfriend wanted. She has a 7-year-old girl, these dope fiends coming by, and she was just, you know, sending them in a room with her daughter, who's, you know, 7 years old at that time, all of them just having their way with this little girl. And this is what my employee is telling me, my friend. I don't call her an employee because I don't feel that way. She's my friend. And as a teen, she told me, Kevin, I was raped. And she says it was acquaintances of her mother. And she says at the time she called herself, and I'll never forget these words. She says, Kevin, I was a victim of my life. And I thought, wow. Kids shouldn't be a victim of their lives. That's a childhood no kid should ever experience. She later joined a gang. She committed heinous crimes. She told me, she said, Kev, I was the attack dog of my gang. They didn't even go to the dude. She says, I was the one who was going to bring down the injustice on you. So she ends up in prison. She gets out. A cop friend of hers, who used to be a gangbanger, you know, street guy, called her and says, look, you're out. Contact Kevin Jackson. That dude is for real. Contact him. So she did. She and I spoke. I said, I want you talking to people. I want your story told. She had no problem telling her story. Strong black woman. And for the record, makes Robin Quivers look like mincemeat. This woman's got a story. And I said, I'm committed to helping you tell that story. I want you telling this story to it. I hope it's millions of young women of all colors, and specifically girls of color. Now, I'll tell you this. Howard Stern has lived a long time. I'm not going to cast aspersions on who he's helped or who he hasn't, but I'd love for Stern to tell me, yeah, Kevin, I got a story like that. I helped a whole, you know, orphanage of girls. I helped this or that. Stern, well, let me tell you what Stern's done. Stern has taken money off the based on the sexuality of women. That's what he's made his money on. I hope he's done something good for him, because I can sure see a lot that he hasn't. Now, some people will go, sounds like you're getting after him. I'm not getting after him. He made his money. If he sleeps well at night with that, that's cool. I hope he's done something with that money to make women feel more empowered. That's what I sincerely hope. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not looking for anything from Howard Stern. When I wrote the piece that I'm reading from now, I don't care if he reads it. If he does, I doubt if he gives a crap about it. Because what Stern just is, what he cares about, it appears, is just to make radio fodder. He wants to bring something up, you know, be a friend of the feminists. Oh, look at this guy. Yeah, look what he said. Look what he said on Fox. I can't believe he said it on Fox. They were so factually wrong about everything I said. They said, Kevin, you got a beef with women. He just, some women hurt him. A woman ain't never hurt me. My grandparents, my grandmother raised me, my grandfather too, but I credit my grandmother. I love my mother, my grandmother. I love all my cousins. My company, we undoubtedly have more women than men, and unquestionably. I talk to young women all the time. I say, I would love to give you a shot to do something better. I do it to men too, but I'm just saying, I'm looking for the best people to do these jobs, the best people to put in front of other people. I don't do it because I want to be shot. Howard Stern actually had the nerve to say that he says I said what I said on Fox because I was trying to get a show. I was trying to shock my way into a show. He actually had the nerve to say that. What a putz. And then they kept saying, well, he pretend, he says if Fox would have kept him, he could have kept his job. That was Quivers. He could have kept his job. Yeah, I said it because it's true. Yeah, if I say the right thing, look, Kev, you know, if I say the right thing, do the right thing, you know, just shut up for a while, lay low, go underground, everything will be cool. What? So I can take yet another beating that Fox didn't do anything about? You think Fox cares what I get called? Do you think Howard Stern or Robin Quivers gives a crap about what I get called? Do you think they ever, did they investigate any death threats that came to me or my family? The pictures of my youngest son that were buffooned all over the internet, made into memes and things like this. You think they care? You think any of those leftists care about any of that? Let me just tell you, as I said again, I don't want anything from that fool. And Stern is one of these guys. He wants to hurt the people who make a difference in the world, because my suspicion is he knows he doesn't. See, because to make a difference in the world takes guts. Not to make a difference and talk about others pays really well, but it doesn't take any male genitalia. See, I don't have the money that Stern has. Probably never will. But I have things that Stern doesn't have and he never will have. I have principles. And my principles aren't for sale. Not even Fox News. And I know shock jock Howard Stern has a problem with the word skank, so I'll ask him. I asked this on a radio show, another show that I did. I said, well, what name do you give a person who lies about somebody, accuses that person of a criminal act? And that lie could cost the accused person their job, their family, their lifelong reputation. Give me the word, because there's not a vile enough word for such a person, and once I have it, I'm going to say it when it fits. See, I'll label a man that, I'll label a woman that. If you intentionally attempt to destroy the life of a good person based on your personal gain, your ego, your blatant lie. And then I ask Stern this question. I'll ask anybody that's out there that has in any way sent me negative Nancy Grahams or whatever. What do you do when you really sink, it sinks into you that Ford lied? As for Howard, you think he's going to have a show and say,
hey, you know, Kevin Jackson guy, he was right. I mean, who knew?
But let me tell you something. I don't need that show, because Stern already knows I'm right. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.